We're joined in the media center by our top field number one qualifier, Steve Torrence, who had a 3.723 at 331.61 miles per hour during Q2 on Friday. Second number one qualifier of the season, and obviously having 5 wins on the year. Is this the most fun you've had racing?
Yeah, this season has been a lot of fun. The last time we were number one qualifier, it didn't bode well for us, so hopefully we can turn that around. The car ran really good through qualifying. We tried some things today, so we really wasn't too concerned with the performance. It ran good on the last session. With the conditions, you know that Friday night run is going to be one that possibly would be the one to set the field here, given you know, going to be a little hotter today than it was yesterday and just the time of day that we ran. But it's been a really fun season so far. The regular season's coming to an end, and we're getting ready for that countdown, so we got to just try to keep the momentum going.
And you've been number one in points since the second race of the year. Do you feel like this is kind of getting you a little more back on track after the first two in the Western swing?
Well, I don't think we really lost our way too much. I think that bringing the new car out is something that we needed to do to be prepared for the countdown in the event that something does happen. We have a backup that's ready to go. So with the points lead that we were able to accumulate and then going into the Western swing, I felt that this was a good – well, Richard felt that it was a good time and place to try to learn some things and get that car ready, and then we'll put it back in the box and go back to our primary car starting at Brainerd, maybe Indy. It's just really worked out. Hopefully we can keep it going our way and just stay where we've been. We want to maintain that consistency and just go out and run well for the rest of the year.
Had a rare starting line miscue in Sonoma for you, at least. How do you bounce back from that and get ready for tomorrow?
Honestly, sometimes you just make mistakes, and I went up there. That was a long tree. It was a lot of long holdout. I look back at it, and I knew that when it was time to go, it was time to go, and I hit the gas, and it was one of those crapshoots because I saw the light coming on. I knew my foot was going down, and I thought maybe I just caught it. Maybe I met it coming on. So I was looking at the tree when I went by, and I saw the red light, so I knew it was just a mistake that you make, and I've driven one of these things long enough to just throw that out the window and not let it get in your head and not bother you. It's difficult, but I've red lighted quite a bit. I've been on that side of it, so it's no more than just another lap and just a mistake. Everybody makes them, whether it's a crew guy or crew chief or a driver. So the guys were super supportive, and at the end of the day, we weren't going to win that round anyway. We went 77, Coletta went 74. He was 60 on the tree. I'd have had to have been 20 or better to even have a shot. So you take it for what it is. It was a mistake, and keep moving forward. We haven't done that in quite a while, and we'll be prepared.
Does it help you only had a few days to stew on it?
Yeah, it really does. Until Friday, Bruno came by and asked me about it, I'd really forgot about it. So we had a good time. We went out to Dirtfish Rally School, did some rally car driving, and then did the presser on Thursday and walked all over Seattle, up and down the mountains that seemed like through town, and had a good time. So I'm glad that we're going into race day with a little better race car than what we have the first two of the Western swing, but I'm glad that dadgum thing's over with. I'm ready to go home.
Sounds good. Thank you, Steve.